New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport, when airports smell great.
Ta-da-da. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. I don't know what's going on back there, but there's a lot of weird little secretive meetings happening between Vanessa, Johnny, Alley. I don't like it.
Omar, well, it's a new game we came up with. From the people who brought you Is It Thicker Than Klein's Neck, we bring you a new game called Can Klein Name Them? Just naming people that are in the building that you've known for a very long time.
Pass. I don't know why you're doing this to me.
People that you should know the name of, or even the last names of, or even whether they work here. And would you be able to do it? We'll find out.
Why are you doing this to me? Because whenever someone pops in our office, I say, I don't know who that person is. And you say, we've known them for 5 years.
Exactly.
Why do we need to do an embarrassing game over the radio when you know I don't remember a lot? I'm not good with names.
I think that you'll actually be better at this than you think you would.
Can I have like a practice one, or are these people, are they actually coming in here? Or I have to look
sure,
at them in the
eyes? Sure, we'll start with this one just as a tease, just for you to get your little brain working.
What is the name of this dumb game? Will Klein know their name?
Yeah, the name off. I don't care. The name of the name isn't really
name
interesting.
I've already forgotten the name of this dumb game, and I don't like it. I know you, Allie, got that right most of the time.
Do you know the name of my kid?
Well, Dom is you were going to call him. Mm-hmm. Wesley, obviously, because we make fun of that name.
Yep.
Is it gay? Yes. Wesley, I know your kid name, but I probably...
Could you name anyone else's kids on the show? Including your own?
Bruiser is one of mine. Mm-hmm. Omar has mentioned his daughters a few times on the show, but not by name, I don't believe. Jake, I don't think, has kids.
Could you name his dog's name?
Jake's dog? Yeah, Kibsy.
What the hell?
Woo! Name game!
No, Jake's dog is Kibby. That I know. Omar's daughters. He said the older one.
Him a few times.
He said the older one, but yeah, I feel like Omar likes to be a little bit more private. Like, I don't really... I share way too much on the show. Omar's got a little bit of decorum for his own
family. Let me give you an easier one, then. What is Omar's wife's name? Because you've met her many times.
Yeah, she's
and
great.
You've met her every single year at Acoustic.
I think it's Tina. It's not Tina. That was a test.
No. All right, you've eliminated one name.
Hold on. How many more can you eliminate? Omar's wife. When I see Omar's wife, usually this is
what
happens.
I'll even give you a picture.
No, hold on. Don't show me a picture.
I
know what she looks like. You don't have to show me a picture. She's drinking
shocked
that picture.
Are you shocked?
She's drinking.
You don't look like you recognize.
Wait, is that Omar's wife? I think I've been talking to the wrong woman thinking it was Omar's wife. Oh my God, that's not what I thought Omar's wife looked like. That's very attractive. This woman in the picture. I know Omar's wife. I see her at Acoustic Christmas every year.
Right, so what's her name?
Doesn't matter. It's Omar's wife.
It's a name game.
She says, hey. She comes up every time and says, hey.
Says your name, right? You got yours.
I don't think she even says my name. She goes, hey, it's Omar's wife.
Excuse me. She listens to the show and she wants to make out with me, right, Omar?
That's true.
Yeah, right. She want to make out with Ali. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Omar's wife. Hold on. This will come to me.
Well, you have Tina. A little time.
It's not Tina. I'm going to think of it before this break comes to an
end. Well, think about it, because not only do I have a list of names here, we have some special guests that will be entering the studio.
Why would you? I don't like this one.
Because it could help jog your memory to see them in person in here looking at you as you forget their names.
And having them be disappointed because you don't know their names.
And you've had many conversations with them.
You know, I've said this before, but I am terrible. I blame weed probably for this, a combination of weed, learning disabilities.
What it is that you don't care.
It's not that I don't care, Jake.
It is.
It's not about caring, actually.
Some of my favorite people
that are bad with names are just bad with names.
There's people that are some of my favorite people in the world, and I don't know their names. And you know what? There's also people that have worked here. Do you know Surfer Jay called me Chris for the first 4 years I worked here, and I never corrected him?
Really?
For real?
Oh, yeah.
You actually kind of look better as a Chris.
Every time I would walk by, I'd say, how's your day going, Chris? And for a while, I wouldn't respond. And then I realized he's talking to me. And I just started going, ah, it's fine.
Right.
And then he, at some point, he came up to me. He goes, I just realized your name's not Chris. And it had been probably 4 years of him calling me Chris.
He told me he thought your name was Chris Booker. He always confused you guys together.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah. He said to me it was Chris Klein, the actor. He got confused with that because of the last name part. But regardless, I didn't care. I didn't take it personally. Like, people get offended by that, and I just go, all right, the guy wants to call me Chris.
Well, after a while, don't you feel like you should kind of know?
No.
At least the people in the building?
Not really. I wave. Hey, you.
I wonder if we brought some of these people in, if you would even know what department they work in.
I doubt it. But we'll play your dumb game.
Okay.
Name game.
And name that game. Is going to be happening next. If you want to watch me look like a total ass...
As, just another day on Klein Alley Show.
Another theme show. You can go ahead and find us on YouTube. We'll be back with... How many guests are coming in here?
We have 3 guests.
Omar, your wife... Yeah. Is, I'm thinking of a name. Yeah, hold on. I don't know why.
I'm thinking of a name between 1 and 10.
So, hold on. Just to give you a few... I guess, I don't know, a clue. This is more of a fact. She has
Latina.
A regular name. Yeah, she's Latina. She has a regular name, but most people don't know her by her regular name. They know her by her... Nickname.
Right.
Like stripper name.
It's like Chachi or something.
Chachi.
That's actually not far off.
Yeah, it's like that. I know where we're getting at, and I know in my head I'm hearing Chachi, but I know it's not Chachi, but
yeah,
it's something.
But it's close.
Chupacabra.
It's not. I know the name that he's going with, and I'm getting close.
Great. I can't wait.
Take a break after this. J-Rock, Klein Alley Show. That is Gwen Stefani. I knew that name. So there you go. I do remember some names some of the times.
Other people we interview, it's tough to remember their names sometimes.
Yeah.
I know I forget.
I know that we've both referred to Jacob Knoll of Sublime as his father's name, Bradley Knoll, a few different times. I'm sure that happens a lot, and that's
highly embarrassing.
But it's not like I called him, Ken or something. I mean, I was at least got a name that meant something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but now that you've had some time to think about it, any guess on Omar's wife's name? Before we move on to the actual game?
So, Omar's wife, here's the thing. I always refer to her as Omar's wife. And Omar on the air will say, my wife. He never says...
My wife.
Right. He doesn't say it like that. He says, my wife this, or my wife that, or I hate my wife.
But you know
wife.
Her name. I've told you her name.
Right.
Sally knows her name.
You don't know my wife's name.
Yes, Danielle.
Okay, well, it was a guess.
It's not a guess.
I'm saying we don't all... It's a very common name. Your wife's name is obviously more rare.
What? Yeah. Well, her nickname.
Her nickname.
The nickname. Why don't you just share what it is, Omar, unless you have a guess.
I think the nickname is like Chica.
Chica? No, it's Kazzy.
Kazzy. God, I knew it. It's Kazzy. That one I knew.
Mm-hmm. I knew it. You can't say I knew it when you didn't, clearly.
I was close.
I knew it. Point.
I knew it. Okay.
I hate the name game.
Let's get into it.
But her real name is Teacher.
Nope.
Well, that's her job.
Mrs. Khan.
Yeah, it's Caroline.
It is. That's the first I've heard that. I swear to you.
Probably, yeah. Nobody
Caroline the Teacher. But yeah. I knew her job. I knew her husband.
Uh-huh.
And I knew that she's got three daughters.
Remember, Sweet Caroline.
Caroline.
Two daughters.
Two of them I know about.
And you don't know their names?
The daughters know.
Yeah.
But once again, that's not saying
he
much.
Doesn't say their names on the air very much, so I understand.
I know one of them
okay.
is into softball and the other one's into reading.
Yeah, both of them are into both.
Right. So
lesbian one and lesbian two.
I know a lot. Omar, let's give me half a point for that. Who's the first?
Before we bring in our first guest,
is the point you're trying to prove here? That I don't remember anything or that I don't know people's names that I should know because I've worked with them
a little of both. And that maybe it's good to just take a mental picture sometimes and remember people's names.
Before you
and
start...
And listen to things then they're sharing about their life.
Before you start the sabotage process on me, do you know any of these people's names?
Yeah,
right.
I know more of them than you.
Okay.
What about
Johnny does this to me all the time. I hate when Johnny does this.
Johnny's girlfriend.
I know what she looks like.
Do you know what her name is? You've met her a bunch, too.
Oh, yeah. We've mentioned this on air.
I do know her name.
Hold on. Babysat for you.
Kai.
She did?
Kai.
Yes. Rhymes. Multiple times, right? Kai is... No, that's his friend. His gay friend.
That's the... Who's the person you're always sleeping with shirtless? Isn't that Kai? Johnny, isn't Kai your gay friend? Is that your girlfriend?
Kai is my buddy, and his dad is gay. Kai's not gay.
Okay. I'm pretty sure based on the video I saw the two of you.
His name rhymes with guy. Boys. So yeah.
Your girlfriend, Johnny's girlfriend's name is, it starts with a M or a P or something.
You gave her a nickname too.
Yeah, that's what I remember. Something baddie. Madison the bad. Maddie the baddie.
Oh,
Maddie.
There you go.
His name's Maddie, right? But Maddie's short for Madison or something. I got that right.
Is that okay?
I think so.
Especially like names like Alina Abovian would be a complicated name, but because she's a baddie as well,
I remember
it
that
goes
name.
Into a different memory bank.
And not only that, I can spell her name.
All right,
which
let's,
I can't spell
let's
anything.
Bring in our first in-person guest. This is a person who may or may not work in the building. Let's bring him in.
To him?
I actually don't. There's a mix.
Tell me when I can open my eyes.
You can open your eyes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And nice to see you. So
nice to see you.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for being
very
here.
Very formal there.
So.
Allie said, first of all, people can't see this on the radio. Allie said we're going to bring him in.
Well, I don't know who's going on first. There's boys and girls that
I
are coming
up,
in.
I looked up. There's clearly a woman here, so I'm very confused by this plan Allie's doing. All right, go ahead. Sorry, sir. Welcome, gentlemen. Nice to see you.
Question number one, does this person actively work here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I see this.
Do you know what department she works in?
No, but I believe, if I had to guess, because I do speak to her. We've spoken before,
yes, we
oftentimes have. About food.
She's in the break room
in
every
break
day.
Room, and yes, she likes acai. I know some things about her. She likes acai.
Do you think she's worked here 10 plus years or
no
one
idea.
Year?
I would have saw maybe a new hire, maybe. Are you a new hire?
I am not.
Oh. Okay.
How long have you worked here?
Almost 4 years.
That's a new one. And this, that seems new. And I know that she works, I believe she works down at KNX, the news station.
That is correct.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay.
Do you know what she does there?
No. I don't know what a lot of people do around here, to be honest. I don't even think a lot of people know what they do.
Do you know what you do here?
I don't know what
okay,
I do.
Okay, got
See?
It. Okay.
So
we're all on the same page there.
And I know that we refer to you as the Greek.
Yes.
But I don't know.
Because she's Greek.
Right. And
that
so
is my name.
The Greek. Okay, so I knew that. I know this is the Greek.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Great venue.
I know. Also, where you can see Felipe Esparza this weekend on Saturday at the Greek. And I know that she has good taste in acai, Mediterranean foods.
Wow.
Occasionally, I wait for her at the toaster.
It's great hearing you muscle through this. Do you want to give us a guess?
But I don't
or just
know.
Just say I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know your name. But I don't know. That doesn't mean much.
Okay.
Allie.
Would you like to state your name for
Absolutely. Klein, my name is Vivian.
Oh, Vivian. I knew that. Okay.
I knew that.
Or Viv.
Are you upset that Klein didn't know your name?
I am very disappointed.
I'll tell you one thing.
Since you know so much about me.
I know. You guys talk on a regular basis.
I'm going to tell you something else. I know that Vivian has a young child, too.
I do.
See, I know things.
What's their name?
Come on, dude.
No,
baby.
I don't know that either.
Greek baby.
Greek, too.
Well, Athena, very Greek. So
that is. So
okay.
There you go. So, okay, that's
all
Vivian.
Right. Thank you, Vivian.
Thanks, Vivian. Nice
Thank
to see you.
Guys. Nice to see
welcome
you
to good
work
day
here.
To you.
A good day. Thanks for being a new employee.
Happy anniversary of working here.
I know, she's very attractive, that Vivian. We should have her in more often.
All right, let's bring in our next guest.
Hey, but hold on one second. Let me just take a second. You're making me look like a total ass because I don't know these people that work here. I feel bad because I have had a lot of conversations with her in the kitchen. But once you have like five conversations with someone, you don't know their name. It's too at that point, it's too long to then say, what's your name? So I just ride it out.
Well, also Vivian the baddie doesn't rhyme.
Doesn't rhyme, so I can't do it. But I knew she's Greek. And I mean, look, that's clearly points for something.
I wonder if we did this in a month, if you'd be able to get these names again. All right, let's bring the next person in.
Entering the K-Rock studios now. Oh, man. What's up? How you doing?
What's up?
What's up? Hey, man.
First of all, good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Thank you for being here. This man works here in the building.
Right?
He's worked here for forever.
You're on to something.
He's been here. How many years have you been here? 50?
At least.
Yeah.
It seems like more.
Right. Uh-huh. Now, I do know this man's name, but it's not fair because the reason I know your name, in addition to the fact that I respect you and everything else, is that he has the same first name as me.
Okay.
So
I was wondering if you would make that connection.
He's one of, there's a joke here that this place only hires Kevins because there's like 40 Kevins that work here.
Do you know his first, the last name initial?
Let's focus on just the name, Kevin. Right? Did I get that?
That's correct.
All right.
Good job.
Get out of here.
Now,
that's enough.
Do you know what Kevin does?
Okay. I don't know. He does a lot.
If we
of
were
things.
Having a problem, why would we call Kevin?
Now, I don't know your official title, but I do know that you're one of the guys that can solve a lot of problems. And I believe that that would make you some sort of, like, building manager or some sort of superintendent of buildings.
He's smiling.
Is that the title?
It's a facilities manager.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
That's, come on. I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, I know, like, whenever we need something.
You were moving around the water dispensers last week.
No, not that stuff. This guy does real things. Like, if we want shelves up in the office, boom, right. He's our guy. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever we do something we're not supposed to do, he comes in and goes, hey, you guys weren't supposed to do that. Next time, run it by me.
Okay. All right. You did a great job on this,
so
Kevin.
And
it's Kevin G.
I was going to say. Okay. Well, I was not going
to
get that
right. I was going to say.
Kevin G. A pleasure. Thank you for being here. And thank you for what you do.
Thank you for what you do.
Thank you for your service. All right. That's the facilities manager.
All right.
Hey, Omar, you got to be impressed I got that one, right?
That was pretty good, man.
All right.
Now you're proud of yourself.
But listen, you're making me stare at these people. It's so humiliating. And I stare at these people in their eyes, and I don't know the names. And then it comes across like I'm some sort of a dick or arrogant or something. I never bothered learning.
You're interpreting it that way.
I'm not
Mr.
Hollywood Klein.
Let me put my sunglasses on.
Hey, all the little people.
All right, bring in the next insignificant person who works here. I don't even know. All right, entering now. Bye. All right. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Now, this guy, tell you a couple things about this guy.
What can you say about him?
I email with you on a semi-regular basis, correct?
Correct.
He works in sales.
There you go. Good job.
I believe he's in charge of the Hoffy account. I get a lot of emails about Hoffy from him.
Right. You've been doing the Hoffy thing for, four or 5 years?
A while.
So you see this guy a few times a year?
Yep.
When the Hoffy stuff rolls around.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we wave in the halls, and I'll usually update you about Hoffy. Most of our conversations are Hoffy related, right?
Correct. Yeah.
We don't talk about a lot of other things.
But what is his name?
It's a tough one. I'm thinking Mark, but I know that that's probably not right. Can I get a hint, Allie, of any sort?
Mr. Hoffy.
No, I call him my Hoffy.
Do you want me to give you the letter? I'll give you the letter.
I say, this is my Hoffy guy. But once again, I have a learning disability. You have to understand. Don't take this personally. I have a learning disability, and I was in the Turtle Reading Group, so I don't remember things.
The name starts with the letter D.
Yes. This is...
yes, I'm well aware.
This is Delvin.
Delvin.
Delvin, who's worked here for a while now. How many years have you been here?
Just about four.
Four. See, give me 5 years at least, Allie. Four-year people, I can't. Why bother learning names? You know how this place is. Revolving door of employment.
Right, okay.
This is Daryl.
Wow.
I remember that because you know what I did? I played a word game in my head. Hot dog, mustard, Daryl.
What kind of a word
hell?
Is what kind of rhyme is that, perfect. You idiot?
That's how I got to it.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you very much, Daryl.
Thank you, Daryl, for being here.
Thank you.
Is it really Daryl?
It is Daryl.
Oh, okay. I was seriously?
Would you have gotten that if I hadn't given you the first letter?
No.
All right, your final one.
Listen, the thing about I know Daryl. I mean, I know Daryl. I know Daryl in the sense I have a community. These are not people that are complete strangers. I have emailed with Daryl before. Is he out? I had no idea.
Wow, I can't believe you got that, dude. That was really good.
But if you would not give me the letter, it would not have come to me at all. But you didn't know that guy either, be honest.
Well, we're not talking about me, okay?
Yeah,
I give you the last one?
I'm going to do the same goddamn game with you.
Here's your last one.
Let's go. I'm going to start getting the people ready right now. I already know who she wouldn't know.
Allie doesn't know celebrities we've had in here before.
No, I'm not good with names either. And it's just because I have a horrible memory.
Allie is showing me a picture right now that is labeled Jake's fallen cousin. Now, I don't know how many times we got to go through this with Jake's goddamn cousin.
We've mentioned it numerous times now.
Can we just go back to Omar's wife? Because I think I got
hero.
That. Omar's wife's name is Zazzy.
No.
Nope.
The nickname is Kazzy.
Yep.
That's right.
I got it.
Now, for the fourth and final time, can you name Jake's fallen cousin? This was why you had to shave your head, because you couldn't name his name.
You didn't even shave your
head. All right. Well, first of all, I do know his rank.
Okay.
Sergeant.
No.
Yes, it is, Jake.
No, it's not.
You're arguing with him. It's his relative.
He was a deputy.
Detective. I was thinking between sergeant and detective, so both of those were wrong.
Ketchup mustard Daryl.
Let me try this.
Ketchup mustard detective.
Let me try my little word association game with your cousin. All right. Detective mustard Kevin.
No.
Jake's cousin's name is, I know the last name.
You do?
Go ahead.
Well, yours is Dill, but he's not. Doesn't have the same last name as you, but it's similar, like Dilfer.
Don't matter at all. Not even close.
We'll give you $1 million.
Dilfer Hops. It's something Hops. I feel like Hops is involved. I remember you've said this before. I'm going to say it's Detective Dilfer Hops.
God.
What is your cousin's name?
Dilfer.
Randy Hopper.
I know you guys have brought that up before.
Great job. You did better than I thought you did.
You got
Daryl's name and Kevin's name? I think that's pretty good.
The only name I wanted to get right was Hot Vivian the Greek.
I know. A lot of people want her back in the studio.
God damn. Bring back the Greek. The rest of you can all hit the bricks.